Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I docked it.
Yeah, you docked it all right.
Yeah, I docked it good.
Talking to Pete Lee later on this hour. John Novoset, a.k.a. Hippie Man, that's tomorrow. T.J. Miller and Richard Kind on Friday.
Nick's got a gig in November. Where's it at, Nick?
Yes, east of Omaha. Griswold, Iowa, Saturday, November 28th,
right.
8 p.m.
Is this perhaps your most plugged gig?
It's got to be.
Considering we'll plug it for the next 6 months.
Well, we've already been talking about it for, what, a month?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll keep doing that.
Seems longer.
Yeah.
It does. Time is at a standstill.
Yeah, well, we're still coming to work. I was telling Craig off the air that it's weird because our salespeople and our office staff have been going since mid-March, you know. I mean, they're all homework, and I get it, but geez, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's over 2 months.
Crazy how the time is, I shouldn't say flying, because it's really not, but it's also chugging along.
It is.
It's chugging along.
It's just it's weird. It feels like it's stuck, and then like fast forward at the same time.
Right,
it's strange.
I can't explain it. We're all living through it, obviously, so it's wacky times. Yeah. Craig?
Good morning.
Do they take off the song "Turn the Page" from that bar, so nobody plays it every night?
I don't. We'll have to find out.
East of Omaha bar. They got to take that.
Cold and Lonesome Highway.
You can't keep playing this every night.
Yeah, that's become one of those songs I can live without.
And they should never have been remade either.
I don't, Working in classic rock radio Metallica forever, and Metallica was totally unnecessary.
Yeah, I don't even like that cover. I like the band. I like Metallica a lot, but I don't like that cover.
I think it's going to be an interesting place. I saw online, like, just looking at the room. I've got nothing else to do. I'm not going anywhere else for 6 months.
Just playing the room. I'm going to work this room in November. Right.
Wonder where the stage is. But they have, like, portraits of people up. But there's a big portrait of Kid Rock.
Oh, okay.
I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know how many places have a big portrait of Kid Rock that aren't Kid Rock's house.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah.
Since he's an idiot.
Was on this date in 1873. You might remember where you were when the first Preakness Stakes was run at Pimlico in Baltimore.
1873. No, I don't. Yeah. Who won?
The number four.
Got it.
I went to Pimlico when I first moved to Pennsylvania,
yeah.
And I don't think they've made any improvements since 1873.
It's
kind of a dump.
Yeah.
And kind of in a bad part of town.
Yeah. I just saw that episode of Ozark where they go and remove the balls of that, like, the rival's horse.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. He ain't happy. The horse or the owner.
No.
Took away my balls, Craig.
That stuck to the tape.
But that was, like, reminiscent of The Godfather with the horse head in the bed.
Yes, you're totally reminiscent about that.
From TikTok, are you familiar with Sway House and two of the stars, Bryce Hall and Jaden Hostler?
No.
I'm going to assume the answer
is I guarantee
is no.
My daughter knows who it is.
I don't spend a lot of time on the TikTok.
Sway House consists of six social media stars, including the 20-year-old Hall and the 19-year-old Hostler. They all live together producing, hopefully, viral moments on TikTok and YouTube. Turns out that Mr. Hall was arrested and charged with possession of weed, which is a misdemeanor there in Texas, less than 2 ounces. Mr. Hostler was with him also got busted with less than a couple of ounces and less than 400 grams of a controlled substance.
Oh, there's something else. Okay. Coke.
They're not saying, just a controlled substance. And that's a felony. And so they are among the TikTok's top stars, nearly 13 million followers between the two of them.
Yeah, I don't think any amount of coke is decriminalized.
That's too bad. Well, it would have been.
And there's no word it was coke.
I don't do it anymore.
For the record, it was a controlled substance.
But it was something in that category.
Yeah. Well, it was something else besides
some sort of powder
weed.
Or something?
It could be a,
something felonious.
Yeah. My daughter and my youngest son are... They on TikTok all the time.
Yeah, so
and at dinner they speak. It's like they're speaking a foreign language.
Right,
because they both start saying something, and they'll chime in, and I'll know exactly what the other one's saying, and the dances and the rapping. It's a bit much.
He's more famous than you, Dad. I get that. Well, not in my world. He's not.
Well,
worldwide he is.
Disney and CBS Studios getting hit with a sexual harassment lawsuit. The suit filed in Los Angeles Superior Court accuses a Criminal Minds cinematographer of harassing men on the set for 14 years.
Pinching ass.
The suit says Greg St. John's frequently touched men inappropriately and kissed them on the neck or shoulders. Four producers
14 years?
Yes! Four producers also named in the suit accused of firing victims who complained.
Ah, he's just having fun.
Yeah. That's just Greg.
That's just Greg. That's old twink Greg. He likes kissing guys.
Old think nothing twink? Of it.
I don't know. He may be a bear.
He might be a bear, too. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't
know. The cinematographer breathing heavy on your neck and kissing it.
Yeah. Good job.
It's nearly a decade and a half.
Can you imagine one of us walking up and just kissing the other guy in the neck? Good job.
I can't.
No,
imagine it. I've seen it.
Even before the virus.
Yeah, nothing to do with the virus. It's just, just like, what the hell was that? Just saying, good job.
Good keep show. It up, slugger.
Showing my appreciation.
I'm kissing you in the hetero way. Behind the ear.
Yeah, you pat the balls a little bit, and you're on your way.
Good show.
So, Chris Evans...
no relation.
Captain America. Yeah, no relation.
You wish it was, though.
He wishes.
Yeah. Oh, he definitely does.
He was speaking on the Hollywood Reporter podcast, Awards Chatter. He said that he didn't want the role of Captain America.
I think I read he turned it down at least once, didn't he?
Yeah, he didn't want it.
Well, a lot of guys just take that role because of the money. The roles suck usually. But they make a fortune off those.
Well, it was anxiety.
Yeah.
He said he started experiencing panic attacks and had to be talked into taking the role of Captain America by his therapist, his family, and Robert Downey Jr.
Well, because he would have been Captain America. You got to live up to that. Lift weights, look like stud.
But he was just going to let it pass. Right. No.
A lot of pressure.
I did see that, who we talked to? Who's our, a Full Metal Jacket guy.
Matthew Modine.
Matthew Modine turned down Top Gun. He was on a podcast recently. By the way, he was a huge star in the late 80s, and he turned down Top Gun.
Tom Cruise's role?
I don't know it was a Tom Cruise role.
I could see him more as Goose.
Yeah, but no, now you think so, but he was a leading man then.
No, I understand.
Total leading man. He was a stud in Vision Quest. I don't know. I didn't get a chance to read the article, but click on that.
I just wonder stuff like that, though. Like, if he would have taken that role, it might not have been the worldwide phenomenon that it was.
Yeah,
might not have been. But I love
hearing.
Might
have changed the dynamic.
Yeah.
I love hearing when actors turn down things or were offered roles and didn't get, you know.
How would you not think about that every day?
Nope. Turned down the role of Lieutenant Pete Maverick Mitchell.
Yep. Told you. He was a stud back then.
Oh. I guess.
Did they say why?
He had just done.
Full Metal Jacket was already big, and he probably didn't want to do another Army role. Completely more of a glorified Army role. Cause in Full Metal Jacket, it's guts, it's blood and guts.
I would have guessed Matthew Modine would have been better in the Val Kilmer role.
Well, I totally see him as
yeah, he could have pulled that off, too.
Yeah, because he was, like I said, this is not recent.
I mean, oh. famously turned down Tom Cruise's role in Top Gun because he did not agree with the film's politics.
Yeah, it was it was rah-rah America.
Sure, yeah, yeah. It was a little jingoistic.
It was totally jingoistic. That's why it worked.
Yeah, that's back
when we're not going to see Top Gun 2 till what, winter?
Christmas. Christmas now, yeah.
That's back when we didn't think Russia was cool.
No, we hated Russia. I still do. Mm-hmm. They're still out to get us, but... He's our buddy now.
Is that where those
pilots? He's our boss. Putin's our boss.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Is that where those pilots were from?
Putin is our boss, man.
All the bad guy pilots in the 80s movies just wore that same dark shaded helmet.
Yeah,
so you really never knew where they were from.
Yeah, they're flipping off the Russians.
Middle East, Russia, who knows? I get my Iron Eagle and Top Gun.
Iron Eagle's Middle East. Yeah.
Yeah.
Top Gun is Russia.
But you could always tell the bad guy pilots because they had the dark shaded helmet.
I like just imagining this guy being like, I don't want to be Captain America.
I know.
Makes me nervous. Yeah.
And by the way, I just looked up. He's $70 million. He's worth $70 million.
Who is?
Chris Evans.
Yeah, because of Captain America.
And I'm sure that before Captain America, he was probably worth two.
Maybe you're right. Probably right.
You know. He had done the Fantastic Four.
That's why these guys do these movies. They make a fortune. They can do anything they want after that.
Oh, yeah. Well, and plus the residuals.
Yeah.
I mean, my God.
Yeah, they know they're not getting any awards.
No, hell no.
If they do one of these movies, but they know it's a big payday.
But he just came out. It's on Apple Plus, and I want to watch it. He's in it's a limited series called Defending Jacob, where he plays like a cop whose kid is accused of murder.
Oh, really?
And
a real role. Okay.
Yeah, it looks really good. I mean, and he looks like I would buy him in that dramatic role.
He shows up as Captain America at the end, saves the day.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Most of these guys did get nominated for Oscars.
Yeah.
And in Best Actor, Chris Evans is Captain America. They could put a little shield on the trophy.
Exactly.
You remember ex-Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang?
Yeah.
He says America should seriously look into switching to a 4-day work week.
Yes.
Yes. I'm down.
He said studies show that workers would be more productive and healthier if they only worked Monday to Thursday or Tuesday to Friday.
I'm with you.
So is that 10 hours a day?
No.
Not necessarily.
Just putting it in until
you
get your
job. You're doing your job.
Just get your work done.
And not everyone can just get their work done because if the line is running for 8 hours, you're there for 8 hours.
Well, those kind of companies would hire people to work more people. It all work for
you. You'd like to think.
Yeah,
you'd like to change the schedule.
Right. They help people.
Or you could have jobs like us where the work is never done.
Our work
is never done.
That's true.
Do they do this in other countries?
Mr. Too Much Time in the Day.
they've done a ton of studies. 4-day work weeks, they've done a ton of studies. It's better for everybody. I mean, everybody in Europe's happier, you know? We're not happy. Nobody's happy in the United States. Pre-pandemic, nobody's happy.
Nah, I was hanging on by a thread.
Grindstone, man.
But that unhappy guy will tell you it's the greatest country in the world.
Yeah. But he would love 4-day work weeks.
I think they could at least do once a month. Like Memorial Day was this week. Why not once a month? Just be like, hey, no, Monday, we're out.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's
working. Yeah, I'll take once a month.
Wouldn't people spend
more
money,
too? Nobody's working.
No, I know that. But in general, everybody would have 4-day work weeks. I mean, I realize people are going to work longer than that, but... Yang's not the first guy to ever say that.
No, this has been going around for a long time.
Right.
Wouldn't that help the economy? So I tend to spend more money on the weekends.
Yeah.
You go out.
Yeah, you're just
eating bunch, you know, going shopping.
I spend more money.
Yeah. Okay, second thought, I'm against it.
Why?
Because I'd spend more money. More weekend days means more money.
Yeah.
Never mind.
And you'd have to produce another Best Of episode.
Yeah.
Because we just couldn't play music on Monday.
No.
With less material to start with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Uh-huh. We need you to do more with less? Right.
No, you can do it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The CDC now says the COVID-19 antibody tests, the post-test to see if you had it,
right?
Not if you have, if you had, they say that they're wrong about half the time. The CDC told us about this on their website, saying the results from those tests should not be used to determine if a person can go back to work or to be allowed in a group setting. They're urging medical professionals to use the most error-free test that is available to them. Okay. And added that it may be necessary to test patients twice.
That's why I don't believe nothing
we'd
the
like
CDC
to know.
Says.
If we'd a leader told us what was going on, it'd be nice to know, but we don't.
Now, a design firm has set out to create a wearable technology-driven personal coronavirus protection suit.
You put a chip in me, I'm just going to kick your ass.
They hope that this suit will get crowds back in clubs and venues so they can socialize without social distancing. It looks like a spacesuit with a tight helmet,
a helmet for concert,
a filtration system, and LED lighting accents to make you look good.
Would you wear this? I saw that suit a couple weeks ago. Would you wear this to a concert? I answered no.
They call it a microshell.
I would not go to a concert before I'd wear that.
If I was on LSD and ecstasy at the same time,
maybe.
Definitely.
I'd freak myself out if I was in that thing.
Yeah.
Where look at the am I? How do I get out?
I'm an astronaut.
Yeah.
Yeah, this might be a thing that Richard would like.
Oh, he loves it. Yeah. You can wear a space outfit in person and not be considered a freak.
Well, didn't
more
he's probably
so.
Building one in his garage like right now.
If this is the same one I saw, it had like little spots on the bottom of where you could screw in like a drink
yes.
and a vape.
Yeah, that's what you do.
And it would feed it up into your helmet.
This is designed to include an N95 filter as well as snap-in canisters for
Jesus.
Drinking and vaping.
Jesus. I'm all for being safe, but I would just not go.
Okay, well, these people are looking for something to do, so
exactly.
They're sitting around thinking.
I know that.
Now, they say that the brainstorming really began after seeing beaches full of spring breakers. That's a natural place for a spacesuit.
Oh, yeah, you want to be in a spacesuit on a 90-degree day on the beach, right. Yeah.
Yeah, they could put, like, an oxygen tank in it. You'd go, scuba diving.
Yeah, they say the idea is that you would rent the suit from the venue. And the venue would be responsible for sanitizing the suit after each use.
Yeah, venue could afford 18,000 suits.
Yeah, that would stink, too.
Yeah,
you'd have people puking in those.
I need four fat guy suits.
Yeah, it'd be like
we're out of fat guy suits.
When the bars had those old sumo suits.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, we crawled a couple of those in there.
God.
They were horrible.
Disgusting.
Oh.
I'd almost forgotten that I did that. Thanks, Todd.
Yeah, we did it, too, years ago. Todd and I were in a TV commercial with those on.
I've gone to play laser tag at places, and those vests are grody, and that's not even, like, over your head.
Yeah. These guys are not going to be able to do this, but I like where they're bored.
Well, they say that they want to make sure that people want to wear it and that they feel good about wearing it, so they say it's a little bit more of a fashion piece. This spacesuit thing is a fashion piece rather than something that looks like a medical device.
Yeah,
they hope to have an actual prototype soon. They say the most exciting part is being able to have a deeper, more emotional, physical connection with the people around you.
This looks like something you'd wear in a Berlin nightclub.
I get yelled at. I get yelled at for not paying attention to my wife when we're out anyway. What? I didn't hear him. I got the helmet on.
Yeah, well, this way you could have the motorcycle helmet thing.
Just turn
it
off.
Where they had the...
No, I had to turn it off.
Well, then that's on you. She could reach over and turn it back on. Yeah. Turn it way up. Yeah. Ass!
It'd be hard for dudes trying to hit on somebody at a concert or something.
Yeah,
You're yelling through your glass dome.
We're all going to be forced to move to cosplay.
Or maybe you could put radios in them.
Like the motorcycle deal.
You have to hear the concert, unless they say, here's something new album, and you just turn it off. And then, you pee in that thing, and you got to go in there. Because remember we used to wear Halloween costumes that were... not compatible with peeing all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are pain.
Full body.
How about we find a vaccine? Let's put the money into that, like all of it.
Apparently, that is the target of the cyber criminals now. is looking into trying to find all the different data that is available, stealing it from companies, drug companies, this and that, because that is the most valuable thing in the world right now is a vaccine for the coronavirus.
Yeah, it is.
And so that's where all the cyber criminals are now, looking at all these companies, trying to get in there and steal their information.
Hey, whoever does it, I don't care if you get rich. You're the guy who invents it. Get rich.
Yeah.
Well,
they should be sharing information to start out.
Well, they
Jonas Salk, for instance, said, "Hey, I you can't really patent a vaccine."
Yeah.
And other people said, "Yeah, you can. I'm going to make money off it." But they didn't make money off the polio vaccine.
No, he didn't make a dime off that. But Bill Gates already has it.
You put a chip chip in your ass.
That's right.
Like he just invested in autism medication that is going to be caused by the polio vaccine.
Yeah.
Now, this makes perfect sense to me. Portland Trail Blazers guard Damian Lillard says that if the NBA returns and the Trail Blazers are just playing for the sake of playing, they have no shot at making the playoffs, he's not going to play.
I don't blame him. I don't have an issue with that. I saw this argument on TV. Because there are a couple teams that are like three games out of that eighth spot on both sides. The one side, I think the close team's five games out of the eighth spot. And on the one side, like the West, there's three teams or three games. All three are three games out of the eighth spot.
So they don't have a shot at all?
No, they do. If they're three games out of the eighth spot, they got a shot. If they play five games, they have to win, whatever. So and then people are just talking about just play it with eight on eight. Bring the playoff teams in and do it.
Now, Mark Cuban is proposing a play-in tournament to determine the last couple of NBA playoff seeds. He says all 30 clubs would play 5 to 7 more regular season games, the top 10 in each conference making the playoffs, and seeds 17 through 20 would do a play-in game or series. That's his thought on the whole deal.
We're going to have everything in September.
Yeah.
Which would be cool if we could actually do it, but yeah. NBA Finals, NHA Finals, first weekend of NFL, all with the same
college weekend. Football.
And college football, all the same weekend.
We'll go from nothing to everything.
Something to everything, right?
If the fall sports calendar happens the way they think it will, I think it's going to be interesting to watch the TV.
What are they going to have to do? Well, they've all paid for certain stuff.
Well, because, like take for instance.
Well, NFL's going to win everything.
Take, for instance, CBS.
Right.
You know, they usually cover the Masters.
Right.
And now the Masters is going to be, hopefully, in November.
Right.
And well, they've also got SEC football on Saturday and NFL football on Sunday.
And that, the NFL brings in bigger ratings and Masters.
You know, what do they do? How do they make that all work?
CBS Sports.
They relegate some of that to CBS Sports.
Which would be the Masters.
If the contracts allow them.
But a lot of cable systems don't have CBS Sports.
That's
so
true.
You would be limiting your audience.
That's the worst of our problems. We're going to be lucky in the fall.
No,
it's somebody else's problem, not ours.
Yeah, I'm it's interesting to me to see how they're going to make that all work out, because the fall could be packed with great sports.
Right.
Then they've just written off college spring sports, like basketball, baseball. Those are just
they're done.
They're all done.
Players are allowed to come back, though. I mean, if you want to come back for your final year season of college baseball, you're allowed to come back. But they're saying that's going to screw up a lot of, they have to be invited back. Because they can say, we don't really need you.
Could be a lot of awkward phone calls. Hey, I'll be back.
Don't bother.
You won't.
Because there'll be a backlog of freshmen and sophomores and screw up everything.
You don't have a locker here anymore.
I'm coming back next year, coach. No, you're not.
Work on your laundry skills.
That is going to happen. Yeah. B. Lee next.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.